Perhaps the highest profile position on this year's municipal ballot is Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor. Incumbent Rodney Dial has filed to run for his second 3-year term.
I'm running again because I really love this community with all my heart. I want to see it succeed.
Ketchikan's borough mayor has little formal power. The mayor chairs borough assembly meetings but does not vote on borough ordinances or resolutions except when the 7-member body is tied. The mayor is also able to veto measures passed by the assembly. Dial's done that twice. He vetoed a non-binding resolution asking the Alaska legislature to protect LGBTQ civil rights in 2020. And then earlier this year, Dial vetoed a roughly $1,600 grant for the Ketchikan Pride Alliance. The assembly overrode the vetoes on both occasions. But beyond his formal duties, Dial says he's been an effective advocate for the borough. He says his work helped spur federal investment on a revitalized National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration dock and office building in Ketchikan. He says he's also proud of the borough's response to the pandemic, which relied on voluntary recommendations rather than mandates. In a second term, Dial says he hopes to encourage economic development and leverage his state government connections to free up more land for housing.
One of the things I really want to build upon is helping to diversify our economy as much as possible so that we're not completely dependent upon, one industry for survival. Also, want to really try to do what we can to keep housing as affordable as possible in this community.
Ketchikan's school district business manager, Katie Parrott, announced on social media that she also plans to run for borough mayor. As of Wednesday afternoon, she has yet to file for the race. She said in a text message Wednesday that she was not available for an interview. Housing is also a priority for Austin Otis. He's filed to run for his second term on the borough assembly.
I kind of want to refocus our efforts. What we have been doing is on housing in particular, looking at some new larger subdivisions to kind of use some of the infrastructure money to build roads and increase your housing stock. We're looking at Mud Bite right now and just increasing that subdivision and service area to create some more housing.
He says he's also proud of the programs the borough put in place during the pandemic to help keep local businesses afloat and ensure renters can afford to stay in their homes. Otis is seeking one of 2 available 3-year terms on the borough assembly. He's the only one in the race so far. Also running for a new term is Ketchikan City Council member Lalette Kistler. She's the only candidate so far to file paperwork to run for the city council, which has 2 available 3-year seats and 1 open 1-year seat. Kistler was appointed to the council last year to fill a vacancy after placing 3rd in last October's election. With the city facing a budget crunch, Kistler says she has her eye on city revenue. She says she'd like to restructure the sales tax on residential rent to favor low-income renters. Renters currently pay city and borough sales taxes on the first $1,000 of their rent. So someone who pays $3,000 a month pays the same $65 in taxes as someone whose rent is $1,000.
Instead of putting the tax break on the top of the rental insurance sales tax, put it on the bottom. So maybe the first $500 or something would be tax-free, and that would help out the people that are struggling.
Kistler pitches herself as a good listener who's good at moderating conflicts. She says her wide range of expertise, from finance to construction to the arts, makes her a good representative for the community. She's seeking one of the 3-year seats on the council. Rounding out the municipal election slate in Ketchikan are 2 seats on the school board, both for full 3-year terms. So far, Tom Hewitt is the only candidate in the race. He's been appointed to 2 partial terms on the board in prior years. He touts his experience on nonprofit boards, including, for full disclosure, KRBD's board, which does not direct news coverage. Hewitt says he has a knack for listening, organizing, and making decisions.
I enjoy the process. I enjoy rolling up my sleeves and working on topics that are really important for the functioning of the school district and our schools.
Forms for people seeking local elected office are available at the City and Borough Clerk's offices. Filing closes on August 25th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.